Well, I think it's a very modest adjustment to the existing policy, and the emphasis here is on very modest. The policy is based on the assumption that we have the capability to create effective Iraqi forces. Now, when you think about it, we've been trying to do that for 10 years now. We've not succeeded, and I'm a little bit skeptical that the addition of 450 trainers is going to make that much of a difference. I'm sure that they'll be able to transfer some important skills to the people that they train, but will they be able to transfer the will to fight, which would seem to be the fundamental problem with the Iraqi forces that have basically been taking a licking from ISIS?